said one afternoon. She puts her cards face down on the table. Are you going to miss your pal Sam? Although Mr. Washburn won't be leaving until late June, Mrs. Washburn has decided she and Sam will join Susie in Washington soon. It's April, and Sam has already missed too much of the school year, and Susie is proving to be a handful for her poor grandparents. Mrs. Washburn puts her arms around me and squeezes hard. Why haven't you been coming over to visit? Did you and Sammy have a little squabble? She winks at Mommy. Obviously, they've been talking about me. Maybe you'll come visit us in Washington? I know I'm being rude, but I can't come up with the words to answer her. Will you come and visit us sometime? Mrs. Washburn persists. I can feel Mommy's eyes prying the words from deep inside. I try to pull them out myself, but they won't come. All I can do is shake my head. Young lady, Mommy corrects. No matter how worried she is about me, she still won't stand for rudeness. That's no way to turn down an invitation. But Mrs. Washburn waves Mommy's scolding away. She gives me another tight squeeze. Can't she see that I'm not a little girl anymore? That I have breasts that hurt when she does that? Thank you, Mrs. Washburn, my mother coaches. Thank you, I echo in the small voice I've learned for being polite. Sam still comes over, but it's not to visit me anymore. Now it's to hang over the hood of Diotoni's hot rod with Mundine,